From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea. This comes in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke to the council on Monday.
These are by far the strongest measures ever imposed on North Korea. They give us a much better chance to halt the regime's ability to fuel and finance its nuclear and missile programs. But we all know these steps only work if all nations implement them completely and aggressively.
Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. The UN Security Council will hold an urgent meeting this week on continuing violence in western Myanmar. That violence has forced nearly 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border into Bangladesh. The meeting, which had been scheduled for Wednesday, was requested by Britain and Sweden. This after Zayed Raad al-Hussein, the UN's human rights chief, referred to the treatment of the Rohingyas as, quote, a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Zayed told the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva his office has received numerous reports and satellite imagery of Myanmar security forces and local militias carrying out extrajudicial killings and burning entire Rohingya villages. This is VOA.